Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Robert Brands back on the show. Robert's a member of our Brain Trust. He's the principal of the Innovation Coach. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, and that's what we're here to talk about, innovation. Robert Brands, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Jim. Thank you. Thanks for having
Good
me again.
Good to have you back. One of the things that I know you've been working a lot lately, in fact, you were in France on Thanksgiving Day helping the French over there. And boy, howdy, I'm sure they can use some help with your work. Is something you call open innovation. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, so really in ideation and the whole premise of creating ideas is all about having a very open environment. And open innovation is a very popular term nowadays. A lot of people want to just jump into it. And the thing I really caution for is to make sure that you first have your own house in order with respect to the processes and culture on innovation in general. But open innovation is all about looking for existing technologies that are out there that you don't have to reinvent yourself. Don't use the attitude "it's not invented here" syndrome. But bring in what's out there and then build on it. And the success of Procter & Gamble was that strategy.
Find what's on the shelf. Don't think you got to be the smartest person in the world. There are other people out there with ideas. Find what may be out there on the shelf, and adapt it and either license it or buy it or rent it or lease it or something and incorporate it into what you're doing yourself. Modify it somehow.
Absolutely, and it's all about this 1 + 1 = 3. You know, you want to hit what's really desirable to your users, what's viable in the marketplace, and what's possible with technology. And this is all about, if you don't have the technology, find it elsewhere. Don't reinvent the wheel.
Well, you know, small business owners are good at this, actually. Of all the things we talk about that I'm encouraging small business owners to step up the pace a little bit, this is something that small business owners are pretty good at. Because we don't have the capital to create everything. We know we're not. We know there are smarter people out there than we are. We need to move fast. We need to accomplish a lot with a limited budget. And so, if we can find something somebody else has done, we can adapt this. But I'm not so concerned about small business owners from a technology standpoint, from a macro innovation standpoint. I'm concerned about them, and where I think your open innovation ideas, your ideation can help them, is from a smaller, more rich, small, so to speak, within the organization. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So within Robert's Rules of Innovation, those 10 key rules to create and sustain innovation are two key processes. And the first one we all think about with innovation is really ideation. How do we come up with the ideas? And some companies and individuals are not short of ideas, but many really can use a process. So the first thing is really, when you do an ideation session, you need to do some pre-work. You have the actual event, and you have some post things to do, like ranking and evaluating. But there's some really exciting techniques out there that really can get anybody to be creative and any of your associates to come up with great ideas.
Okay. Well, talk to us about some of those.
So some of the most popular ones, first and foremost, of course, is brainstorming. Everybody knows about brainstorming. You get together with a group of your associates, ideally a real good mix of people, and you pick a topic or pick a question, and you really let the brain storm and the thoughts flow. The key thing there is not to criticize and let it flow. Let it be quick and short, and try and gather all the thoughts. And once you have a lot of thoughts on the board, you know, try to group them a little bit, see what white space is being created, where there's some additional ideas, and just let it flow. Now,
one of the things I'd like to add to the brainstorming thing there, getting the group together, I'd like to encourage people to think about that group, who that would be. You know, in the, I'm trying to think, what is it, James Kulwicki? I've forgotten, I may not be saying his last name right. He wrote the book, The Wisdom of Crowds. And what he said in that book was that, you don't need to have everybody in the room who has the same education level, the same experience.
Right.
He said the groups that were more diverse, if they did tests, and they found that the groups that were all, you know, kind of homogeneous in the way that they, their education experience, they didn't do as well making decisions as groups that were more diverse with people across the spectrum. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I used to be the CEO of that little company that made those little pumps for the instant foaming hand soap. And when we put our people together to come up with the next great idea, we would sit together with people from customer service, from finance, from the lab, sometimes people from production. The biggest and broader the mix, the greater the creativity. The other great example is actually a small company down here in South Florida that was on falling on hard times. They asked all their associates what they could do with all their assets, and they came up with some great ideas to keep them busy. So I would definitely agree, use a broad appeal.
Brainstorming, make sure that, and we've said this before over the years in my show, talking about brainstorming, Robert, but when you're doing brainstorming, you really have to follow the very strict rule of no idea is put down.
Right. No negative comments, no criticism. You just want to let it flow.
If you ever do that, and that's the reason sometimes the boss may not need to show up at a brainstorming session. What do you think?
I agree. It's even better to have it facilitated by somebody else than the boss, because the boss will intimidate people, although he or she thinks they don't, you know?
Or if the boss is there, as you said, I like your idea of having somebody else facilitate it, because even if the boss is there, the facilitator needs to have the authority to say, to make the boss just be one of the crowd.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Robert, give us your website, please.
Yeah, the website is innovationcoach.com. And it's basically a site to help you evaluate, improve, and deliver innovation.
And now, the book is? Tell us about the book.
Yeah, so the book is called Robert's Rules of Innovation. It was published this spring by Wiley, and it's all about 10 key rules to really create and sustain innovation. It's an easy read. It's based on a number of case studies, and any small business owner will not see this as a textbook.
Hold on to that thought. Robert's Rules of Innovation, folks, by Robert Brands, with an S on the end. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something called mind mapping that Robert is very strong on. We'll do that right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.